Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
A reading from chapter 1 of Spiritual Combat, continued. From all this, you can easily understand that the spiritual life does not consist in the practices enumerated above, if they are considered only in their outward appearance. It actually consists in knowing the infinite greatness and goodness of God, together with a true sense of our own weakness and tendency to evil, in loving God, in hating ourselves, in humbling ourselves not only before Him, but for His sake, before all men, in renouncing entirely our own will in order to follow His. It consists, finally, in doing all this solely for the glory of His holy name, for only one purpose, to please Him, for only one motive, that He should be loved and served by all His creatures. These are the dictates of that law of love which the Holy Ghost has written on the hearts of the faithful. This is the way we must practice that self-denial, so earnestly recommended by our Savior in the Gospel. This it is that renders His yoke so sweet, His burden so light. In short, the perfect obedience that our divine Master has enjoined by word and example consists in this. Therefore, since you seek the highest degree of perfection, you must wage continual warfare against yourself and employ your entire strength in demolishing each vicious inclination, however trivial. Consequently, in preparing for the combat, you must summon all your resolution and courage. You shall be rewarded only with a crown if you have fought courageously. But remember that as no war can be carried on with greater fierceness, the forces no other than ourselves being equal on both sides, so the victory, when gained, is most pleasing to God and most glorious to the conqueror. For whoever has the courage to conquer his passions, to subdue his appetites, and repulse even the least motions of his own will, performs an action more meritorious in the sight of God than if without this he should tear his flesh with the sharpest disciplines, fast with the greater austerity than the ancient fathers of the desert, or convert multitudes of sinners. It is true, considering things in themselves, that the conversion of a soul is without doubt infinitely more acceptable to divine majesty than the mortification of a disorderly affection. Yet every person, in his own particular sphere, should begin with what is immediately required of him. Now, what God expects us to do, above all else, is a serious application to conquering our passions. And this is more properly the accomplishment of our duty than if, with uncontrolled appetite, we should do him a greater service. Now that you know what Christian perfection is, and that in order to obtain it, you must resolve on a perpetual war with yourself, begin by providing yourself with four weapons, without which it is impossible to gain the victory in this spiritual combat. These four things are distrust of oneself, confidence in God, proper use of the faculties of mind and body, and the duty of prayer. with the help of God's grace, these will be treated clearly and concisely in the following chapters. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The rest of this book deals with these four weapons: distrust of self, confidence in God, proper use of the faculties of mind and body, and prayer. Those are the four weapons. And it's important that he starts with distrust of oneself, as he says. Okay? Distrust of oneself. Now, this is very contrary to what we hear a lot today, which is believe in yourself, trust in yourself. And some of that advice is good. It's just that we have to make this distinction that the self, the human self, is fallen. You and I are weak. And there is God's grace in our life. There is the good impulses of our mind and our heart. But then there is another law at work in our members, St. Paul says. The good I want to do, St. Paul says, that's what I don't do. And the evil that I don't want to do, that's what I do. Why? Because in us, because of original sin, there is this tendency to do evil. And there was a weakness in doing good. And so this book is a one long manual on how to truly wage war, not primarily against the devil, not primarily against all the evil, wicked things in the world. No, this book is primarily about perpetual war with who? Yourself. We have to let that sink in. My main enemy is Father Michael. That's my main enemy in this world, is Father Michael, the fallen Father Michael. The side of me that wants to just follow bad self-love. Now, what does he mean by passion? By passion, he means some pull towards usually one of the seven capital sins. So he talked about vanity last year. So let's just quickly do that for as an example. If someone has a struggle with vainglory, vanity, they feel a passion, an impulse to boast. They constantly feel an impulse to talk about themselves. They find impulses to be hypocrites, to pretend like they've done things. Or they feel a strong impulse to be disobedient, to be disagreeable, not to submit their minds to other people, not to submit their wills to other people. They kind of have a passion, but passion, it means a pull. Pull, an attraction towards being, causing discontent and division. Because they always want to stand out. They have an impulse to be lovers of novelty. Okay, we could run through that with all seven capital sins, but that's what we're trying to stop. These little passions that we have that lead us to do what is not right. And when you know yourself and you know your principal passion, whether it's the things related to food or sex or money or anger or rest for sloth or envy or vainglory, whatever it is that's kind of the source, it's those passions that you have to get a handle on. And denying yourself those impulses, those passions, is more valuable than converting the world, being a big shot, fasting all the time. Because those things we've chosen to do. But the hardest thing is to wage war against yourself. But but it's possible with his help, the help of the Holy Spirit, the love of the Holy Spirit. The love of the Holy Spirit is pulling us towards God. And the weapons that we have is distrust of self. Not all my impulses are good. But God loves me. I have to trust in him. He's in charge. He's steering the ship. And if I'm ever going to get these passions, I got to use my mind and my heart and my imagination the right way. And he helps us to do that. And then we got to pray better. Come, Holy Spirit, give us courage as we wage war for the glory of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.